This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and Jordan's King Abdullah II held a summit with Iraq's president Sunday, the first visit by an Egyptian head of state to Baghdad in three decades. Iraq is seeking to move closer to Arab allies of the United States in the Middle East, including Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Jordan. Sisi is the first Egyptian president to visit Baghdad since Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein's troops invaded Kuwait in 1990. Relations between Baghdad and Cairo have improved in recent years, and officials from the two countries have conducted visits. The Jordanian king visited in early 2019 for the first time in 10 years. Indian officials said Sunday they suspect explosives-laden drones were used to attack an airbase in the disputed region of Kashmir, calling it the first such incident of its kind in India. The region's police director general told the private news channel New Delhi Television, quote, drones with payload were used in both the blast, calling the attack an act of terrorism. Two soldiers were lightly wounded in the explosions, according to a military officer. The incident, if proven to have been carried out by anti-India rebels, would mark a major shift in strategy against New Delhi. Rebels have primarily used classic guerrilla tactics such as ambushes, hit-and-run attacks, remote-controlled explosions, and car bombings. French police launched a call for witnesses Sunday into the giant crash that marred the opening stage of the Tour de France, caused by a spectator who leant into the path of a speeding group holding up a sign. The woman holding the sign, Granny and Granddad, written in German, looked up at the road towards the race's motorbike cameras with her back to the speeding group of riders. A rider lost his balance and fell, causing a domino effect. This is VOA News.